Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Hello, Laura Lisson. Welcome to the Lawless Radio, LSO's Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, a yearly calendar, the host of the Lawless Radio, LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. In the LSO collection, you will find books, Tasting Treats, Erotic Playground, and Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty, along with your yearly erotic calendar. Don't worry about the dates on the calendar. That's all a decoy. What you need to be concerned with is the poetry, the stories, and the images. That's where it's all happening at, amongst other products in my collection. LSO has that creative diversity that makes you want to try everything she says, so don't be afraid to be addicted. And the key thing is to like it. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right scene set for you to enjoy out of your box. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words. You can make each poem and story your own and tap into your own fantasies and make it a reality. You deserve it. No need to sit back and do everything else. Go out and try it. Get an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate. Hitting all those right spots. Yeah, that spot right there too. True sexual recipes. LSO Books has the recipes to add that spice to your life with well-seasoned words to entice your taste buds. Her words are designed to magnetize your inner character. That's exactly what she's doing. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words, speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such come along for the ride, pun intended. These are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. This evening's topic is part 2 of the submission, the sexual freedom. Y'all know who we got on the other end. Y'all know who we got on the other end. That's Miss K in the house. Huh, Miss Kate in the house. Y'all know who she is, the Reiki master, author, self-love coach, and domestic violence awareness specialist are amongst some of the titles that she walk around with. But, you know, she has some other hats in her bags, and she change out as needed. Tonight, she's going to bring the fire. Miss K, hello. I didn't do this intro, and I don't hear you, Miss K. Where's Miss K? Hello, Miss K. What's going on? Audience, do y'all know where Miss K is? Miss K. I don't know what's going on, y'all. We lost Miss K just that fast. How we lose Miss K? We got to find her. Somebody go and get Miss K. Miss K, something wrong with your radio, something wrong with mine. What's going on? Because we need you. Miss K, wait a minute, y'all. I don't know what's going on. I just got kicked off a few minutes ago, so I don't understand. And we were just talking a few minutes ago, so I don't know where she is. I don't know what's happening. Let me see. Let me try this again. Miss K.
Can you hear me?
Miss K.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's going on? What happened?
I don't know, but I had to totally, like, disconnect the call and call back in.
OMG. Well, Miss Kay, did you hear my intro? I just put it on for you, gave you all the energy.
Yes.
Like,
Yes. I was like,
you want me to do it again?
Do it again.
Rewind. Yeah. We got Miss Kay in the house. Yeah. She's a Reiki master. She's an author. Self-love coach. Domestic violence awareness specialist. Uh-huh. Those are just some of the titles she be rocking when she need to rock them out. But Miss Kay, what's good, baby? How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Hey, everybody.
I know, y'all. We coming with all this energy. You know what happened? I had a Kit Kat before the show. And you know, that's that sugar rush.
Ooh-wee.
That is that sugar rush. How was your weekend, Miss Kelly?
Actually, my weekend was good.
What did you do?
Had some interesting developments, but outside of that, it was good.
Okay. As my nephew would say, I had a wonderful weekend too. I actually got out. I was vending this weekend. And it was amazing. It was amazing. Because you know me, I'm staying in the house. I'm not being around people. I'm not doing nothing. But it was well organized. It was socially distanced. And it was just a good environment, good networking, selling products.
Good.
The hot commodity this weekend, I sold out again for the second time of the LSO playing cards. People are not playing when it comes to these cards. I was like, I don't have no. So the cards is officially on back order again for the second time. So I'm so loving it. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all want your cards, you may have to pre-order it so you can get it on the next batch that's coming in. I did order some more. So that's a good thing.
Good for you.
So some more is on the way. So give me about a week for those, you know, but I'm going to post it again. You got to pre-order it, pay for it, and just wait for yours to come. So as soon as it comes, you get yours. You don't have to worry about it. Because sold out twice. So I'm excited about that. Thank you. and also because, you know, I haven't been going out the house. I have not. I've been staying in the house. I'm like, it's germs outside. It's safer for me inside. No one has to come and see me. I'll call and talk to you. FaceTime. I'm okay. I'm alive. But, so for me, it was very exciting because, one, I actually got out the house. Two, I was in a different borough, so different type of exposure. And three, you know, networking, and of course, you know, ultimately Zero Zing Zing is to sell products and communicate with people. And it's interesting how I was talking with someone, I'm not going to identify, it's a lady. I was talking with her, and she wanted some handcuffs, and I said, I did have handcuffs, but I had to send them back because they weren't right. I said, the description said they were metal handcuffs, and they weren't. And I said, I was going to jazz them up and make them good. I said, but I have the whip. Right. And she said, I don't think my boyfriend will let me whip him. I said, see, that's the problem. It's a flogger, actually. I said, you don't have to beat him. And while I'm standing there talking to her, I'm like popping her with the whip just nice and gently. And then I rubbed it up her shoulder. Rubbed it down her back, and we're just sitting there having a conversation, and I'm popping her on her hand. She's like, oh, my God, you make me feel some kind of way. Oh, yeah, I want that. Give me that. I said, see, now, did that hurt? And she was like, no. I said, did you beat him like you just said? She was like, no. I said, see, that's how you do it. So I said, when you go home tonight, You just stand there and talk to him. And exactly what I'm doing to you, that's what you do. And I said, it's all in the wrist. You know, I said, you see how the wrist moving? And she was just watching. She was like, oh, she was so excited. But, you know, sometimes you have to demonstrate something for people so people can actually understand what it is you're talking about, because they may see something and feel intimidated about it. And it's nothing to be intimidated about. You can use it for whatever you want, or you can use it however you want. So, you know, just be mindful. And if you have an open mind and ready to learn something or experience something different, that, you know, gives you the opportunity to let some things come into your life and some things that you can possibly use in your life. So all that to say is to be open with certain things. And the cards was magnificent. When people open it up and, like, look through it, I got an email today. Well, not an email, a text message for someone who purchased. And he pulled out the card, and he said, this is my favorite card right here. So I said, so what's your answer? And he was like, oh, wow, now I got to think. I said, oh, when you get your answer, you hit me back. All that again to say, people, you need to get some LSO merchandise in your life, because LSO is making people feel good. You're feeling good by yourself. You're feeling good with your partner. You're feeling good. The neighbors know your name. I'm just saying. But this evening's topic is we're finishing up from last week, because we weren't able to finish off last week. It's called Submission, the Sexual Freedom, but this is part two. Last week's episode was really, really good and intense. We got some information out to people, and we had a great time. So now today we're going to continue. So we left off with what's the difference in male and female submission. So we're going to pick back up right now and get into what complicates submission. So in the group, we had a young lady put, when it's being asked for and not earned. A gentleman put, not keep the pressure on the chokehold long enough. A young lady put lack of trust. Another young lady, abuse. Another young lady, betrayal. Another young lady, I feel if you meet a person and think, hey, I want to get to know this person, then y'all move into wanting to be together for life, parentheses marriage. You should understand betrayal and know that you want to be with this person no matter what. How then does marriages end? Mostly due to betrayal of trust. Why is cheating and seeking if you can make an oath to be with this particular person? And someone put, a young lady put, some do not respect the oath, promise, dedicated, made to the person they are with. And a gentleman put, most don't understand what they are oathing to begin with. Vows complicate things from the jump. And you know what? That's like the Pledge of Allegiance and all these pledges that you have. Or even, let's make it even simpler, a song. When you actually realize the words that you're singing, so because you're so accustomed to hearing these same words that you really don't put them together to understand what these words are actually saying to you. And it's like, wow, you know, what's going on? So that's like, with the oath in your vows, they're the same. And you hear them over and over and over again. So how do you really make those apply to you? So you know what? Write your own vows. And when in doing so, then you know what applies to you, because you said what you want. We had a gentleman, he put suspicion. Another gentleman put, I'm not touching this one. A young lady put trust. Another young lady wanting servitude, lack of respect. And a gentleman put lack of character and commitment from a leader. So, Miss K, what complicates submission?
So what complicates it?
Yes.
Yeah. I would have to go with a resounding lack of trust. Yes. Absolutely. you know, because in order to give that part of yourself to someone, you have to trust them that they won't exploit it or abuse it or just mishandle it. So I would say trust is like resounding, also respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say trust and respect are my two main points in that.
Okay. Okay, I want everyone to know Jay is in the building. I received the instant message.
Jay is
I know I'm
building.
Late,
Jay
but
is
I'm
in
here
building.
Now, and let the shenanigans begin. Unbelievable.
Begin.
He just,
Jay is
he
in
just
the
come
building.
In like, oh, yeah, I see you laughing, Jay.
Jay is in the building.
Okay, Ellen, so what complicates submission?
Woo.
I would say if you bring others into the bedroom, because that can bring in jealousy. Trust is ultimate, because if you lose trust or if you lose faith in someone, your body is going to tense up and you will not naturally be able to allow yourself to give of yourself in such a way. Let's see. What else complicates submission? Being lied to or someone playing around with it. Or, again, this goes back to trust. Say, for instance, if you are tied up, you allow someone to tie you up, and you was like, okay, this is too tight, and they don't loosen it. Or they leave you and go to the store or something like that, and you're laying there, you're exposed.
Vulnerable.
Or if you're exposed and they start taking pictures, and you was like, I didn't agree to taking pictures. Or they start recording. Right. I didn't agree to record it. I agreed to this. So when you allow yourself to be submissive in any capacity, you usually let your guards down. All of your guards are down. Everything is unlocked. You're exposed, like you said, vulnerable. You're open for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to know who you are submitting to.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you submit to that person, you are relinquishing everything. Everything. Be it if you're relinquishing sexually, or if just in daily living, when you're letting the man lead you and you being submissive to your husband and you're letting him lead you and guide you, that means you're allowing him to be in the forefront and take care of everything, and you're by his side riding with him. I mean, you still have a part in being submissive too. Don't think just because you're submissive, that's it. All cares is on the person that's the dominant person. No, 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 no. You still have your part you have to play as well. So just be mindful when you let your guard down and this is something that you're doing with someone, especially sexually, because when you're doing it sexually, you are exposing your whole body and every act that you are doing to this person and y'all to each other, and it's for you to enjoy. And if you don't enjoy it, then that's a problem. Then maybe y'all need to reevaluate your rules on how both of you will participate in this, or figure out how it's going to work for you. And if you don't understand, ask questions. It's okay for you to not know something, and it's okay for you to ask questions, and it's okay for you to even ask questions and also change your mind during the session. At any point, it's okay for you to change your mind. So don't ever feel because you said, oh, you're submitting to someone or you're doing this or whatever, you can't change your mind. No, 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 no. At any point, you can change your mind to do whatever it is you want, period. And that goes for male or female. No means no in any case. So don't Don't let somebody get y'all twisted up. Oh, well, I said I'm going to do this with him, and I love him. He did it, and then something ain't right. You're not feeling right, but you want to continue to let it do what it do. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
If
no.
it don't feel
no.
right, stop it. Period.
That's right. You
cut to the just that easy.
You have to set boundaries on what you will and will not accept, and that's
right.
the only way a person will respect what you will and will not accept is if you set boundaries. You have to.
Mm-hmm. And the boundaries could be for your safety, because
mm-hmm.
what if the person is
mm-hmm.
one of these ones that, like, yeah, you know, I forgot what it's called when you beat for blood. I forgot what it's called. And you're not into that. You just wanted,
right.
you know, whatever. So, Jay said, I change my mind every 30 seconds. Jay, you going to go somewhere and sit down because ain't nobody playing with you. Ain't nobody not no playing with you, period.
That's right. A corner is corner for you.
Yes.
A corner.
Okay. In BDSM, when submitting, what are your hard limits? Now, in BDSM, the S stands for submission, submitting. However, whichever tense you want to use it in. From BDSM when submitting, what are some of your heart limits? Now, a heart limit is something that's traumatic, so to say. Like, for instance, when I said beaten for blood, there are people who actually do that. I know people who like to be stepped on, who like to be walked on. But not only do they like to be walked on, they want to be walked on with heels. You got to have stilettos on. There are people out there who enjoy that pain. But a young lady put, don't break skin and respect the safe words. That is true. And, you know, a lot of people talk about safe words, but it's interesting with safe words. I got a text message saying, what the hell? Yeah, that it happens in real life. What if got a gag ball in your mouth or your mouth is tied down? Who hears your safe word? So how do you operate? I'm just saying, to each his own, but I'm just saying. Another young lady put, I don't trust anyone that much to explore, but when I do, I'll let you know. Okay, well, you better let us know, young lady. A gentleman put, I'd like to try some bondage, actually. You rang, boo? I do tell. Another young lady, if you need a camera woman, I'm perfect for the job. Such a voyeur. Another young lady, she just sitting and listening, eating her popcorn. Gentlemen put, there's always handcuffs on my bed, so watch now. Oh, okay. Y'all are some.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Clutching my pearl.
Y'all doing
clutching
it up like
pearl.
That?
Clutching my pearl.
Well. Miss K. And BDS to the ism when submitting, what are some of the hard limits?
What are hard limits again? It's like what you won't accept or?
Right, what you won't accept.
Good question. Not really into
BDSM. And that's all.
BDSM. Yeah. I've never really been one for it. But once again, it has a lot to do with who I'm with and how much I trust them. So maybe one day I'll meet that person that I could say I trust them to the point where I would allow them to, you know, to do me. But as of now, no, haven't met anybody.
Okay. Well, Jay said, that's right, Jay, I'm putting you out there. Jay said, I like the corner. Did he put a little choke here and a little choke there for me? Yeah. And
yeah, I'm sure,
there's an
I'm
art
sure,
to
Jay.
Choking, though. There's an art to choking. You just can't be choking and, you know, not letting the person breathe.
There's an art to choking.
To choking.
And there's an art to biting, too. Now, I'm okay,
yes,
so
it is. And scratching.
Yes.
Yes.
I've had
it's
my experiences with Right. I've had my experiences with that, like with a little bit of choking, a little bit of like biting, and not so much scratching, because I'm not one into for scratching. But like if you know how to bite right, it's just like, oh my, like
it's erotic.
It's chills. Yes, mm-hmm. It just chills through your whole body. Like, oh my God, like what did you just do? Like you just woke up something.
I received a text message and they said that Biggie line shitting on his stomach. Oh, he put nope, no way. Then he put a mofo in a figure four leg lock. Now that right there, that figure four leg lock, I enjoy that. That is hilarious. That's fun. But you got to do it right, though. I mean, there's really no right way of doing it. Because when you're doing, like, you know I love wrestling. And the figure four leg lock. But the thing is, don't fall back. Once you get me in a leg lock, do not fall back. Because if you snap my knee, that's a totally different story.
Oh,
sex sent me to the ER.
Exactly. Yes. But, you know, that's right. Fractured spine. Broken nose, broken rib cage.
Hold on.
Broken toes.
Jay said, I'll bite you. Okay, Jay going to bite you.
Who he biting?
Okay.
Who he biting?
He biting
who
you
because
you said you like to be bite. He biting you.
You ain't biting me, buddy. You better sit in the corner.
Somebody said, fuck, she want a vampire. They said you want a vampire, okay? They going to nibble on you.
No, nobody said anything about sucking blood out of my body, okay? Nobody said all of that.
I agree with Ms. K, a little nibbling. While Jay's sitting in the corner biting. He said, no blood, but he's just biting. Okay, Jay. You keep on nibbling.
Yeah.
Nibble on,
know,
baby. Nibble on.
You have to
on.
Know how to. You got to know how
right.
to.
Right. And you can graze your teeth. You can graze your teeth on
it's a technique.
Places.
You have to know how
right.
to. You just can't. You can't go in like you eating a steak and just trying to bite somebody.
And I just had to laugh because I was going to say, you can graze the man's stuff, but if you don't do it right, he's going to punch you in your head.
You know.
We're not promoting violence, but there's an art to it where you graze
there's
it with your
art.
Teeth. It gives a different type
that's
of
right.
sensation.
Don't
that's go
right.
biting the man's stuff now because if you do
that's
that
right.
to your
bite
nipples,
it off.
The same way
yeah,
he
you.
Grazed your nipples and
ooh.
You do it wrong and he do
child.
It wrong, it's going to cause a problem.
It
he
is.
Put no picking
like
teeth out. Unbelievable. Sit the teeth up. Sit the teeth up on the dresser.
Yo, you got me grabbing my boobs. You got
show.
Me grabbing my boobs right now. You got me grabbing my boobs. I'm like, oh Lord, don't bite the nipples. Like, no, don't do that. Oh, I'm gonna have to fight you. I'm gonna fight you. Don't do that.
They said, trust me, I know how. Oh my. Y'all going to get
Jay,
off
you
me
go behave.
Talking. Yeah, he's behaving. That's behaving.
Jay.
He's behaving. So tell
Jay,
him to misbehave. Maybe he'll get some better. He's in the corner.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
He's
it's going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. We know it's Jay.
He's in the
Jay
corner.
I doubt
unbelievable.
Jay is
he's in the corner. No, I believe him. I believe he is in the corner. You keep on. Somebody going to have you in the corner sucking your thumb, talk about gaga gugu. You better sit down so ain't nobody playing with you. Ain't nobody not no plans with you.
Facts. Facts.
People, I'm glad you guys know.
Ain't nobody playing with you, Jay. You better go sit in the corner. Facts right here, okay?
Unbelievable. And he keeps hitting up me. You need to hit up Miss K. Tell Miss K your nonsense.
Nah.
Oh,
son.
Just keep it to me. Unbelievable.
Right, y'all keep it right there. That's
unbelievable.
Right.
This is how we're
right
doing
there. Keep it right there. Yes, that's how we're doing it.
You know what, Miss K?
Love you.
I'm not
love
sure.
You, love you. I love you. I love you.
No, I love you more, baby.
I
nobody
love
won't love you like
you.
Me.
I love
Barney.
You.
Barney. Barney, what
love
we doing?
Me.
It's I think this number happy. Is a number from last week, Miss K. 7328.
Oh.
I think this is the number from last week because she
is
had homework.
That...
If this is the number from
ooh.
Last week, she had
ooh.
Homework. Let me go
ooh.
To where her homework is. Because if it is
ooh.
Her, I'm putting her on 7328. Do not go nowhere. You better not run.
Ooh.
If you do, I'm going to come to wherever that phone number is.
Because
you had homework. Yes. And
had
I found
homework.
Your homework. I wrote it in my notebook. 7328. You are about to be on. Hello, 7328. You're on with LSO and Miss K. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, it is Camille
7328. I was like, that number looks familiar.
Cammy Cam
Miss Camille. You had homework last week, and I turned to my notebook. You thought I wasn't going to write it down.
I
turned to my notebook. You had three pieces of homework, four pieces of homework. One was to learn his love language and find out what your love language is. Two, introduce a toy into your bedroom or kitchen or wherever. And three, to have phone sex with him. Now, of those four things you had to do, how many did you accomplish?
How many did I have accomplished? See, what happened was...
See, what had happened was, you know, that's the start of games. Right?
Yes, okay.
Anybody
well, I don't want you to fabricate. I don't
anybody,
want you to fabricate
right,
a story.
About to run game. You know
yeah,
that
so this is what I'm going to ask you. This is what I'm going to ask you, and if you're uncomfortable with doing it, that's fine. But I'm going to ask you this.
Oh, I'm
can you call?
Because I already left the show, so I'm comfortable.
Huh? What happened?
I said I'm comfortable sharing because I love the show, so I'm comfortable.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to give you something. I want you to do this now while you're live. I want you to call him on the phone right now. And I want you to put it on speaker.
She can't.
Can you do that for us? She can't do that? Miss K, let her say what she can and cannot do.
My phone is set up. How you do that?
You can't call him now while you're on the phone? Do you have a house phone that you can call him from the house phone?
Yeah, I have another phone, so.
Okay, well, can
so
you pick up that other phone, and we want you to call him, but it has to be on speaker because we want to hear. And I want you to say something sexy to him, and we want to hear how he responds. And then afterwards, tell him you will see him later at 10:01 when we get off, unless you are summoned to come sooner than that. Can you do that for us?
Okay, well, see, this is the situation that I have, okay? So I'm going to break the situation down to you. I'm going to be straight to the point. See?
Okay.
The relationship is kind of complicated. That's for one. The question is, the homework that you gave me had me doing a lot of reflective. So, I was doing a lot of reflecting. The person, he's incarcerated right now, okay?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay. So, we was having trailers, but we haven't had trailers over 3 years, you know? You know, with the pandemic, everything is closed and stuff. And, You know how you can test if your relationship could survive anything that's, you know, thrown your path, you know, you should be able to, you know, your relationship should be able to stand the test of time. But
it should.
When you get to the point where you feel like you have to compromise yourself so much and you have to make, you know, unnecessary sacrifices, because mind you, I made sacrifices over 11 years. So it's 10 years going into 11 years. But we're not, oh my God, how I say, when I say it's complicated because we
okay,
were.
Okay, well, you don't have to get into it because you don't have to tell people
okay.
your business. You can share as much as you want to share. If not, you can say, I don't want to share that. But one thing, one homework assignment you could have done was found out what's your love language. You could have found out that.
Right.
You should know that.
Yes. I know my own love language. That's when I have put it on there, which is that I like to be catered to. I like to be treated like a woman, okay? Now, a man could treat a woman how she want to be treated no matter where he's at. Even if he's 1,000 miles away, he should still be able to treat that woman how she want to be treated, whether that is simple to send some roses through the mail or whatever. It's simple. Because, see, me, it's just about the small things. It's just the thought. But
right.
If you can't even do that, then what's the purpose? Because if somebody overlooks the small things, then what is it going to mean to them when it's a big thing? You know what I mean? So
I agree. Okay, question. Have you set the stage for them to mimic how you want to be treated? Because if a man come from a situation where he doesn't know, then you have to teach him what he needs to know, because going from one relationship to another relationship, everything is going to be different, be it for a man or be it for a woman. So he could be used to his previous relationships that he was in. They didn't require it. The women didn't require that. Or they did whatever it was they did in their relationship. So now he's bringing what he did with them over into your relationship, your marriage. So that's on you to make him change that narrative of how he's coming at you, because that's not, you don't want the same thing, or you're not operating the same way the person he was with before. So what have you done, or what have you shown him to make him want to or need to treat you how you want to be treated?
Well, I expressed to him how I feel and stuff, because he always have something to say. Like, he have a, you know, say something about my hair. He say something about my weight. He says something about, you know, like he want me to get a, what is it called, a BBL, all this other stuff. I'm like, what?
What's a BBL?
Serious? But I know. What's a BBL?
Okay, what? Yes.
A BBL is a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh. Now, he's making all these demands. He's making all these demands on you for you to change. For him. No, Miss K, stop.
Hold on.
He's making all of these things he wants you to fix your appearance. Where is he again?
Thank you.
And how is this supposed to happen?
Right?
And is this benefiting you? Is this something that you want? See, this is where you have to draw the line.
Okay.
Now, if this is something you may have discussed with him before, then that's
different. I got to say something. I have to say something.
Okay, but just a minute, Miss Kay. Let me finish. You have to draw the line and set the stage for how you want to be treated.
Right.
And you need to let him know. If that offended you, he needs to know that offended you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to tell him why it offended you. Because certain things you can't put no stipulations or call out some stipulations if you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out.
Facts.
That's just my personal opinion.
Facts.
But if that's something that you talked about and something that you want, then that's a different story. But for him to make that demand on you, then you need to take the lead on that, and you need to let him know, we're not doing this. This is me. This is my body. I am comfortable in my body.
Right.
So if you are uncomfortable in my body, with me and my body, then you know what? You could be uncomfortable where you are, and you could do what you need to do for you. But go ahead, Miss
Kay.
What are you trying to say?
So I have to say, I do know her. I do know Cam. And
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. This woman has a fantastic body. I'm not saying like, oh my God, but she has a great freaking body. So for him to say that, I'm sitting here like, really?
But sometimes
really?
Men do that to test you, to see how mm-hmm. far they can take you.
That's
and
true.
That's a
that's
part
true.
Of being controlled. Now,
mm-hmm.
regardless where
Sorry.
He is and what his circumstances are, if you allow that man to control you in something as that, you have relinquished all your rights to him.
That's true.
And you are totally submissive to him
right.
to the point that this is not something positive and something enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part
I
of submission,
honestly,
which is total control.
On some real talk,
right.
I'd be like, oh, you want me to get my butt fixed? You want me to get, okay. Well, how about we get a few more inches added to you, buddy? Let's see if we can get some inches added to you. Let's do a fair exchange. We could go into the operating room holding hands while they give you some inches. And while they fix my butt. What you think about that? Yeah, see where his ego is.
I lay on my
his
stomach, you lay on your back.
That's right. Let's see how many inches they can give you, buddy.
Well, Camille, we thank you for having conversations with us, but we got to play some music, so we're going to put you on hold, and we will be right back. Y'all do not go anywhere.
All right.
what you wanna do when I'm right here next to you. I know some freaky things to do when I finally love.
Can't lie. I love a sexy body, love the way you give it to me. feel so good when you're lying next to me. Tell me your fantasies. Let's make a movie. Can I kiss you right there? Kiss you like that. Ooh, it's so wet, wet. Baby, lay back, close your eyes.
Tell me how you like
come
it.
And get this big surprise. Sit from your head to your feet. Ooh, it's so sexy, girl. And stay on top of the sheet. Oh, better with the lights on.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. I forgot to lead off with a question. But what trigger words or phrase arouse a sexual submission? A gentleman put, "My husband is at work, LOL." So I guess if the woman text him or email him, he know what that means. Jay said pineapples. A young lady put, "It's the actions more than words. It's when he wants to consume all of me by being somewhat aggressive. How he grabs me, holds me, and kisses me." Okay, well, damn, mm-hmm. young lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman put, "Would you like dessert tonight?" Oh, y'all are really just doing stuff. So, Miss K, what trigger word or phrase arouse a sexual submission?
Well, words do mean a lot, right? I don't know. I love words. I love the feeling of words. Like, people, they don't really connect to the things that they say, right? But everything has energy. So words have energy, and I hear the overtones and undertones of words. So a guy who's kind of aggressive with it, kind of a little nasty and a little aggressive with it, is like, ooh. It's kind of like a little turn on. I had one guy tell me recently, and all I could do was laugh. I was like, "You got to be kidding me." He was like, "Oh, hush your sexy ass up before I I come and spank the pretty out your ass." And I was like, "What?"
Oh,
but it was
shut
it was
your
so,
mouth and keep
so,
on talking.
It was so sexy. I had to clutch my pearls. I was like, "Well,
and you didn't know
kind of
what
sexy.
To do.
I like you. That's kind of sexy.
Oh, you talking to me like that?
Back.
Oh. Okay. Well, LSO. What trigger word or phrase arouse a sexual submission? You can tell me to come here. Or you can say, "I want to tell you something." Or you can just look at me. Or I can walk by you and sniff you. So you don't even necessarily have to use a trigger word.
Yes.
Or
that's
a phrase.
True.
You can just stand there looking good.
And look good and smell good.
I love to see a man in a crisp, white, preferably button-up shirt. With a blazer and some jeans. And if you put on some hombre shoes, boy, what you want, fool? What the hell do you want? Or he can put on some Tims. And I don't know, it's something about a man in Tims, but the Tims have to be unstrung. They can't be strung up. It's something about unstrung Tims. It makes its own statement. Or some crisp white uptowns. Man, listen. So it don't necessarily have to be words. It could be a look. I'm like, yeah.
Yes. I love fresh linen. Like, when it's a nice, hot summer day and he has on, fresh, he's killing it with
this,
fresh linen pants, and he has on a Cuban shirt. With a Cuban shirt, and he has on, some type of, like hat that's just cocked to the side or something, or just you know, it's all about his swagger. But he has a nice Cuban shirt with nice linen pants and nice shoes and
linen on men.
Good.
You know,
linen on men. Man, listen.
Jay said, "How about he show up in a suit and he put it's chicken taco?"
You know, tell Jay he's still on punishment. Nobody's talking to Jay. Jay's still on punishment.
Jay, you on punishment.
We're talking to you, Jay. You on punishment still.
Oh,
So, okay, also, yeah, I don't have a trigger word or a phrase. He can just look at me. Or if you want to taunt me, come out the shower wet and don't dry yourself off and just walk to the kitchen and go get something to drink or whatever, or stand there and drink out the bottle. I'm like, all right, you want to play? So that right there is telling me you up to something. So then I'm going to start playing. I'll take like a ruler, a towel or something, and while you wet dripping, just pop you. I'm just saying. We won't play, we won't play. Because you know if you're coming out the shower like that, you coming out there like that
you
for a purpose. Because you know
you
that's your
play.
Language.
Mm-hmm.
You're communicating with me. So this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. If you don't want to play, Jay said, do it again. So I'm just saying. Mm. Okay. Do you think you can get full sexual freedom in submitting to your mate? And no one answered that in the group. So, Ms. K, this is going directly to you.
Oh.
Do you think you can get full sexual freedom in submitting?
No. I think full sexual freedom starts with yourself. You know, I don't think you can really be free with anyone else unless you free yourself sexually. I think you would have to free yourself first, sexually, and be open to all the things that you like and enjoy and explore things that you never thought of and never thought that you would enjoy. I think it means having an openness to, you know, go outside of your comfortability, but not to the point where you're hurting yourself, but where, you know, like where you push the limits, where you might be at that edge and be like, okay, I can't go past this point. But knowing, the only way you know that is just by experiencing it. You know, you don't know how far you can actually go unless you test the limits.
And you have to be very comfortable with someone.
And with yourself.
Well, Jay
so I'm just
put,
thinking about what a person does with themselves.
Well, Jay said, ooh, do it again. I did. It's hot there. Oh, it's pop there. Oh, that's what that is, pop.
Pop
oh, okay. Oh, well, L-S.
Pop.
Oh. Do you think you can get full sexual freedom in submitting to your mate? Yep. Yes, I can. Have I? Yes, I have. Was it good? It was magnificent.
Good for you.
There you go. Yeah. You have to be comfortable with someone and knowing that you will not get hurt or they won't hurt you. And what you do is what you do, and it's right there. And it's for both of you to enjoy. And that could have been one of those nights where sex sent me to the ER. Move right along. Are you submissive in your daily life or just sexually? We had a young lady put, I feel like I'm switching both, a gentleman. Alexa, what does submission mean? A young lady put, it depends on the day, feeling lack of sleep or stressors in the day for both. Another young lady, she put, I've been submissive, but in reality, my relationship is pretty much complicated. It's like when I go back, it's like I want to go back to my sexual self when I was 25, but feel stuck. A lot has changed within 10 years. Get to work and boo. If you put yourself first, you can go back and do whatever you want. A young lady put, I am submissive to myself. Okay, be submissive to yourself. Ms. Kay, are you submissive in your daily life or just sexually?
I am submissive to myself.
Okay, I'm submissive to myself. Submissive to myself.
Submissive to
myself.
See, you know what? And this is a deep question, because to be submissive to yourself means that you actually listen to yourself and you fall in line with the greater good of what it is that you need. So me being submissive to myself is a work in progress, because I'm always finding myself in battle with the things I know are right and the things that I want to do that are not going to yield me the benefits that I'm looking for. So I have to learn, like, the things that, okay, so case in point, like today I went to the gym and I worked out and everything, and I feel like this 10 man right now and everything, and that's all good. But then coming home, it's like, ooh, do I get that bag of chips? You know, do I get this? Do I get something that's not going to serve me and serve the fact that I put in the time to change my body? So I have to learn to listen to myself when I'm like, you don't need that, because it's counterproductive, and be able to submit to what I know is right.
Okay, I agree. I got you.
Mm-hmm. So
Jay's
that's really
put,
deep.
It was the question, I answered it in the group, but my phone is acting up. Okay, well, I have to see in the group. Are you submissive in your daily life or just sexually? At this moment, neither. But with someone I truly trust, someone I love, someone I'm in love with and I know will lead me, will not hurt me, yes, I would be in my daily life and submissive. And in my daily life, the part of being submissive in my daily life that I'm willing to commit to, I've been strong for so long. And if I get that opportunity where a man will lead and I know he's not going to lead me astray, I will most definitely let him take the lead, without a doubt, and not have to be the strong one all the time, but yet rock out with him by his side to make sure he's good, I'm good, and we are good together. So, yes, I would give up that and, like, take the lead. I got you. And not too many men are willing to do that. Needless to say, not too many women are willing to allow themselves to be led like that. But if you got it and you can do it, and I know we are good as a team, I got you, boo. I'm right here. Take it. And I can sit back and chill, so to say. But that's part of the partnership, where we do this together and we rock out with it that way.
I see that.
So, are you submissive and don't even know it, be it sexual or in your living? Well, we had a young lady put, I know I'm submissive, but I will continue to dominate my life until the right, and she put in capital letters, one comes along for me to submit to. Well stated. Another young lady, I'm learning to be submissive. It's a process. It feels good to have that other person. But when you have been the leader for so long, stepping back is difficult sometimes, but I'm working on it. It really is difficult, and it's unfortunate that, you know, some women have been a single parent for whatever the reason, and they have no choice but to be in the forefront for their kids. So with doing that for so long, it's kind of hard for a woman to step back and let a man lead, especially in the beginning of a relationship, because this is all brand new to her. And the same difference if it was a man to a woman, it would be all new to him too. When anyone, even in daily living, when you're used to being on the forefront all the time, it's hard for you to give up those grounds, because you're the doer, you're the giver. And you don't know how to, or you're just not ready to let go. But when you let go and let someone else handle it and you realize it's okay, things can get done, you good. You good. A young lady put yes to myself. So, Ms. K, are you submissive? Mm-hmm. Are you submissive in your daily life for just the, or just sexual?
I'm submissive to myself.
Don't
the answer has
okay.
not changed. That answer has not changed.
That answer has not changed? Okay.
No.
Are you submissive and don't even know it, be it sexual or in living?
I think in living is a give and take. There's time when you have to be submissive. I think it depends on the circumstances and the situation. You know, I had a situation earlier. Actually, it was yesterday. My son is taking driving lessons. My son is taking driving lessons, and so he was practicing his turns. So he might have turned, like, you know, went in circles maybe about 7 to 8 times just to get the feel for turns. And the person who's teaching him actually helped me. Like, he taught me what I needed to know in terms to get my license and be out here. That was like almost 2 years ago. So there was a woman who had a dog, and the driving instructor asked my son to stop. And he, you know, he said to her, he was like, hey, he was like, I'm sure, you know, you have to vacuum like a whole lot or something to that extent, because the dog she had was a big hairy dog. So my son comes home after his lesson, maybe about 10 to 15 minutes after. I would say 10, not even 15, like 10 minutes later, the police are at my door. So I'm like, and they want to speak to my son. So I'm like, no, I'm going to stand here too. So they're like, well, is it okay with you? And my son was like, yeah, absolutely, it's okay that she. So we start speaking, and they're like, well, we got a report that your son was following this white woman. And I'm like,
and they identified the woman in color.
They didn't identify who she was, but they said that my son.
No, but they identified a color, which is not good.
No. No, they didn't identify her color. But this is the only person.
I thought you said color. Okay.
They didn't identify a color, but this was the only woman that they saw who had a dog that was in the vicinity of them as he was practicing like his turn, and you know, in the area. So the police officer said, like, you know, were you at such and such and such? And my son was like, yeah, I was there. And they said, well, did you see such and such? And he said, yeah. Well, we got a call that she said that you were following her. And I said, wait a minute. My son was not following anybody. He's learning how to drive. His road test is next month. He's taking lessons. That's all that is. But what turned me off is that, you know, you get these Karens. And in that situation, we had to be submissive because you don't want to get rah-rah and these people have guns. And being that the police are weaponized, you know, you can't get but so rah-rah without it going really bad.
Right.
So it depends on, like I said, it depends on the situation and the circumstances. But in this situation, I had to reassure them, like, hey, my kid, this is his third day practicing. He's learning how to do turns. He takes his road test in, like, 3 weeks. Huh? And it just,
yeah, but
it
see,
just
you need to pick
off.
Your battles.
Absolutely.
You need to pick your battles.
But,
you need to know
absolutely.
When to stand down, when to stand
right.
up, and how to do it. Because in cases like this, that's really, it could have went far left really quickly.
Yes, it could have. And that's why, I mean, you have to know, you have to, you know, discern towards the situation and the circumstances. But once I said that, I was like, my kid is taking his role test in like 3 weeks. She wasn't thinking about whoever she was. And it's sad because you get these Karens that will call the police and weaponize the police because two officers came to my door. You know, my son is a
But it's interesting because how she knew where he lived. But you didn't say nothing about followed him.
Right.
But anyway, we're not going to get on that because that's a whole other story.
Right.
But the point is you have to be submissive and learn your place when to be submissive.
But this is the bullshit. The bullshit with this is, how do you stand there and watch them make circles 7 different times and you watch them? So what danger were you really in? You know, common sense would be if you feel that you're in danger, you would get the hell out of Dodge. You wouldn't stand around to watch, to see what was going to actually happen.
Well,
so you weren't in danger. You weren't in danger.
that part right there is a whole nother situation. But the end result of it is picking and choosing when you have to be submissive and not even knowing
right.
that you actually are
right.
submissive. So,
right.
you know, in cases like this, both of you had to be submissive, and what you're being submissive to is unto
right.
the law so that
right.
peace can be kept.
Absolutely.
So, you know, being submissive is not just always sexually. Well, actually,
right.
it's not, period, always sexually.
Right.
It's anything. It's in your daily living. So, and things can happen.
Right.
So, now, Ms. K, nobody answered this question in the group, so I'm going to direct it straight at you.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the S in BDSM is submission, the
mm-hmm.
sexual aspect. In your daily living, what would the S stand for?
Oh, well, interesting question because sex really isn't on the table right now. So what would the S stand for?
The S stand for. Well, in this moment, yeah, I guess so. I guess we both in the same boat.
Yeah, we both starving right about now.
But I just thought of some things when I asked you that. I was like, because sometimes I give like keywords to answering the question. So when I begin speaking, you know, I remember my thought. And then like this, I had no answers. Every answer was a freestyle. And I just came up with safe and strong. So LSO, typically the S in BDSM is submission, the sexual
mm-hmm.
aspect. In your daily living, what would the S stand for? It would stand for safe. It would stand for strong. It would stand for survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my S would stand for. But, of course, y'all know we got to play some music because we haven't played music in a minute. So we're going to play some music. Y'all do not go anywhere. We're going to come back. We have two more questions, but we're going to leave y'all with this question. So when we come back, we're jumping in right into this question. Do you enjoy the freedom of submission? Explain.
Mm-hmm.
We will be right mm-hmm. back.
All the time, 7 days on my mind, all I think about is them red bones with that dino head, the thick girls with them rhino legs, and they miss one is I couldn't believe, overseas, the LUV, Puerto Rico, Japanese, no Lebanese, well it really doesn't matter what they be wearing, they look up in the mirror, they just keep staring, and all they sexy, yeah,
Brooklyn. You can catch him in the club late, Rosé, VIP, belly clothes, lots of house, I mean. Oh, yeah, that's all. I got two, I got an eyeball. Check him, I got y'all, but all of them. I stay seeking for the ones that be needing more, more, even more, even yours. Oh, sometimes I just need something closer. That's probably why I got one over. 24 all the time, 7 days on my mind, all I think about is.
With Jeremiah in the club with a whole hair of mine. Don't know what to do with them, I think I'ma get them f***ed up, cause they all suck. Mama name is so fly, I be telling you the truth. Swag through the roof, red bottom boots. Show them what you do, cause you such a when I'm sober, but especially if I go take a shot of my Ciroc. I bet you taste like Skittles and your body looking better than the Vittles in the bottom of the pot. Take a ride in my Aston Martin, not a blackjack. No need to ask her what she got, a bougie bow, cause in the Gucci store I bought a black bag. 24 hours, I've been thinking about it. I wanna spend some time. I guess I'm making the mind. I wanna go on the grind with that. Come on. Take a cruise down Michigan while listening to J-E-R-E-M-I-H. With my lady, sorry if I can't. And you know they really got my head gone, cause I know good beauty. I don't know if I should pick a fatty or the one that got a little booty. To the dark or the light or the brown, I'ma dash fast. All of us smart and they pass class. Look around, only thing I see is bad ass.
24 all the time. 7 days on my mind, all I think about is.
Come on,
here I go, on this low, in this low, in this low, man, it ain't nothing but. Gotta keep a tip by my side when I cruise down LA. So driving the nighttime, turns alive, turns alive, yeah. It's a you know, okay, you know, but I guess I do,
I guess I do,
I guess I do,
I guess I do.
Maserati, that she got a beautiful body, a pretty red bone, legs long. The way you walk, girl, you dead wrong. Now put this number in your iPhone. Hit safe in the ride on, find another beautiful lady to drive on. Slide on while I'm flipping through the shot scene. She was 5'3", bigger than the most. A tattoo on her right feet, not likely. She probably a Pisces, black but a little bit spicy. Teardrop on the right cheek before the night creep. Hit the button, let the top drop. Watch the cop spot, top knot loose. I spot, I got to hurry, baby, cha-cha. I think I love her too much because I'm always in the new fly. Then I pull up to the club on Dubs, there's a line full of... So many beautiful ladies in the shack, can you imagine them in one club? I'm in the middle of the flow, from the back to the front though. I'm surrounded by all these sometimes I need something closer. Drive my arrows like a roaster, two leave out, one come over.
Man, I swear I love them ladies. 24 all the time, 7 days on my mind, all I think about is.
And I think you're gonna like it once I tell you my story. Hey girl, I think you might be the one that I've been waiting on for such a long time. Hey girl, what you say if I gave you my phone number? Maybe you can call me up later on. We can talk about, oh, so many things. You can tell me what's on your mind, I can tell you what's on my mind. I'm not trying to pressure you, I just wanna get to know you. I'm not trying to waste your time, I just wanna make you mine. The way you make me feel inside, even though I don't know your name. Oh, I'm looking for a love.
Like you,
like you,
like you,
like you,
like you.
Oh,
I'm looking
poppy. They gotta bring on the minute swag, it's never sloppy. With a great personality, and boy, I think you got it. I said, boy, I know you got it, so maybe we can chill for a while. We can leave this club and I can take you back to my house and show you all the things I like. Baby, what's your sign? Cause you're starting to blow my mind. But that don't mean we got to rush. We can lay up in the bed and listen to Miss Baker while I tell you my dreams. Do you tell me your fears? Boy, we gonna be the perfect team.
This one, they still clean one coming. This one, they still clean. This one on to the next one. No fish in the sea. Girls are like buses. This one, they still clean one coming. This one, they still clean one coming. This one, on to the next one. No fish in the sea. Girls are like buses. This one, they still clean one coming. This one, they still clean one coming.
Welcome back. When we left off, we left y'all off with the question, do you enjoy the freedom of submission, and explain? So again, no one answered that question in the group. So Ms. Cam, coming directly to you. Do you enjoy the freedom of submission, and explain?
Yes, I enjoy the freedom of submission because I'm the one who can control when I submit or I don't. So I guess if the power and the control is in my hands, then yes, I do enjoy the freedom of submission.
So how can you enjoy it if the power is in your hands? Then you're not really submitting.
Well, the person in... The submissive is always in control.
The dominant one is always in control.
Absolutely not. The submissive is always in control because they get to tell the dominant when to stop, when to pause, when to continue, when to go harder, when to go softer. So the submissive is always in control.
Okay, tomato, tomato, truce. I see it a little differently, but I do understand your point. But the point of being the submissive one is once you tell them X, Y, and Z, you then let it go so you can be open and free to experience what's about to happen. But if you want to still hold on to it and say, well, do this and do that, then you're not being totally submissive. So you're not really enjoying the fullness of it because you still tied down. Well, I told you you can only do this, or I told you you can only do that, and what are you doing? You know? So to enjoy the full freedom of it is, you know, of course, you know, beforehand both of you talk about it so that y'all get an understanding so y'all are safely doing this. And two, so nobody doesn't get hurt, whether be it you, be it him, or whoever. But the key thing in it is for you to enjoy something outside of your norm and whatever your norm may be. And you can't enjoy fully if you say you only can do this, you got to do this, you got to do it in this order, and don't forget to do this. Yeah, don't forget to do this and put that right in there and put it right there. By the time you finish doing all that, you done messed up the mood of what you're supposed to be getting out of it. That's just my opinion. But, okay, LSO, do you enjoy the freedom of submission? Explain. Yes, I do. In daily living, when I don't have to be strong, somebody else can take the lead. There you go. You can have it. And sexual, yes, I enjoy it. You can dominate to a point, but then you also have to allow me because you can't be dominant the whole time because I got to be dominant sometime too. Jay said, I like to, see? There's nothing to see, and that's that give and take, because even in the midst of sub and dom, and this is not in the BDS realm of it, I'm just talking in general, where you can, in the middle of it, y'all role-playing, so to say, where you could be submissive one time, I mean, some point of time, and then the tides can change in the middle of it, and that's that nonverbal communication that caused it to change, and now he's being submissive to you, and he don't even know when it happened. All he knows is it just happened now. You're like, oh, this is what we're doing? Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to do it. But, I mean, you know, do it all to, you know, where you feel comfortable. Jay said, I like to be called Bill Clinton sometimes. LMFAO. Okay. Call Yam Yam. Call him Bill Clinton or BC up in his house. Okay, last question for this evening. Can you love or be in love yet not give up of yourself? We had a gentleman put, good question. That's the challenge. A young lady put, that's what I'm going to try to find out. Another young lady, she put, mm-hmm. yes. Before, no. But now, yes, as my developed self. The young lady put, yes, as long as we know you are. As long as you know you are. And a gentleman put, I think that depends on your motives for a relationship and the relationship itself. If it's the validation, then you will definitely give up who you are because you're trying to fit an idea that ain't naturally you. Furthermore, if you're in a relationship where you feel the need to fit an idea or look or status, etc., outside of who you are, then you will lose who you are trying to be. When you'll lose who you are trying to be what others want you to be. That just hit the point of the caller from earlier when she said her husband had wanted her to do the BBL. That point mm-hmm. right there, what he said, just hit on that. And that's coming from a man saying that. Be with someone you can be your authentic self around, but who you can also learn from. Miss K, mm-hmm. wait a minute. I got a message before you answer. Jay says she likes to be called Hillary. Get out.
Go in the corner. In the corner.
In and the about corner. Face, because you looking at us in the corner. About face. Okay, Miss K, can you be in love? Can you love and be in love yet not give up yourself while doing so?
I think so. You just have to establish boundaries. Just like with anything else, you have to establish boundaries for yourself. And to recognize mm-hmm. when you're overextending yourself. Because when you overextend yourself, a person will start acting differently and they'll start treating you according to that overextension, which is not going to be a good thing. They're going to start to treat you like you're less than, you're not as important, so on and so forth. Like they have the right to treat you as if you're not worthy of what you're deserving. And that's because you gave too much of yourself. So you have to find a balance.
Yeah, you have to know when to pull back.
Right. It's all about homeostasis and finding a balance. Finding a balance for yourself, finding a balance for the relationship. Sometimes you have to be like, oh, babe, I can't see you tonight. I'm going to go out with my friends. Or, oh, babe, I can't see you tonight. I'm just going to just chill in the house and read a book. Like, you can't always make yourself accessible. Sometimes you have to pull back.
You can't always make yourself available. Because when you're always available, then they know every single everything.
Right.
And they get to do whatever they want to do.
Right. And they take it to mean you're desperate. They take it to mean you're desperate. It's like, oh, I'm always here. Hi. Yes. Pick me. I'm always here. I'm always here waiting for you. Pick me. I'm here. And then they'll start to feel like, okay.
You have to not always be available and
available.
Also be readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be available for the moment or in the time, but you don't have to be available to them.
Right. Exactly.
You don't have to be available to them. Mm-hmm.
And this is not playing games. It's knowing your worth.
No, it's not playing games.
It's knowing your worth and knowing what you want to put out there and how you want it to be received. because I know guys will hear that and be like, oh, she's just playing games. She don't want to make herself available when I call. This is not about playing games. This is about knowing your worth and knowing how you want to be perceived. Because, you know, people will read into things and they'll take their perception to be law. And that's not even the case.
Yep. So true. So true, so true.
Women too. I'm not going to say guys. Women too. You can't, you know, with women, you have to do the same thing. You have to establish boundaries for yourself so that way she knows that she's actually getting a man that she can respect because he has boundaries set. As women, we will test the waters to see what we can get away with, you know. And I'm not saying all women, but there are some women that will test the boundaries to see what they can get away with. Just like there are some men who will test the boundaries to see what he can get away with. But you as an individual.
You know, that's people overall.
Right.
That's people overall in any situation. And it's not just sexually. It's just overall living.
Right. In life.
People will take advantage. And then some people sometimes don't even know they're taking advantage of you. They just feel because you're doing it, you're so kind, you're so nice, and they just keep taking until you're exhausted. Then you have no more to give. Then sometimes the red light go off for them like, oh, well, I done took everything from them. That's why they don't have anything.
But a lot of times when people do that, they really don't care. They don't give a crap about you know, what they're taking from you. They don't really care. Usually those people have narcissistic tendencies if they're not completely narcissistic, you know, the type of person that will just continuously take and take and take. And not think about the detriment that it's going to cause you. And a lot of times they don't
care. Yeah, because that's not what's important to them.
No, it's not. You know, you
what's
serve
important
the purpose.
To them.
You serve the purpose. You're a means to an end. And if they happen to get to the end that they need it, and you just happen to be the person that gave it to them, then fine. And if not, they'll leave you to the wayside after they used you to whatever capacity. And they go hop off ship and find somebody else. And those people are called opportunists. But in addition to being opportunists, a lot of times they're very narcissistic in their tendencies and ways. I'm not labeling them as narcissistic, but their ways can be very narcissistic.
It can be. Okay, LSO. Can you love and be in love yet not give up of yourself? Sure can. Sure can. I can love you wholeheartedly, give you everything, and still have all of me. And that's, you have to know how to differentiate between so that, you know, you don't lose yourself. And don't live in the shadow of others by giving of yourself. But yet you still love them. You're still in love with them. This is your ride or ride as opposed to ride or die. And y'all are enjoying this ride together. And he's still who he is. You still who you is. Everyone is. And y'all are good. It is what it is, so to say. But everyone still has their own personality, still has their own walk of life, still has their own identity. You're not the other person, or you have not become your mate. And, you know, sometimes men and women, like when they've been together for so long, they begin looking like each other. And I've seen that in a lot of people where they've been together for so long, they now look like each other. You can't tell who is what because they look like each other now. So, there you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is bringing us to the end of our show that we had for 2 weeks. We had part one last week, and we have part two this week. And we hope we left y'all with something to think about. It was interesting topic, interesting questions. Coming up, we have we have some guests coming up, and we have some other shows coming up, so get ready. You know, mm-hmm. we want y'all to stay in here with us and make it work, make it rock. This week's birthdays, we have happy birthday to Brandy, Lolly, Aaron, Julia, Stephanie, Aranias, DJ Brooklyn Ridge, and Ernest. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. And unfortunately, Lolly is no longer with us, but happy birthday. We love you. We missed you. And a few years ago, she actually passed a day before her birthday. So she passed on yesterday. Mm. Today is her birthday.
Aww.
So that's actually my family. So it's kind of, but I was like, I don't want to get into it, but still got to give you your shout out because you're well deserving of it. Condolences to all our Black lives we lost and to their families. Condolences to anyone who may have lost a loved one, recent or not so recent, or even if you're reminiscing on someone that you've lost, it could have been years ago. Condolences to you, and we pray for love and healing and peace for you. Thank you to our essential frontliners and our military. Without you, we don't have the freedom. We don't have the free and the freedom because of you. Thank you. We appreciate you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly B on YouTube. There's some new things that are about to pop up on there, so you want to be a part of it. Make sure, you go on, you like, ring, subscribe, and you'll be in the win. Did y'all have y'all calendar, 2021 calendar? If you don't, I think I have maybe about 2 left. Y'all better get in on it. You are missing out on a treat. I've heard nothing but, I mean, who would expect to hear anything any different? But to toot my own horn, every person who received the calendar is enjoying the calendar. Every single last person. LSO have added some new merchandise to her product line. She now has custom whips or floggers, custom floggers, and also LSO playing cards. Child, let me tell you. LSO had a very good weekend. She actually went out and she was bending. Oh my gosh, I was so scared. But I did it. On March 26th, this is not widely advertised because we want to keep it very intimate, but you are the Lolisers, so I'm extending it to you. So if you're in the group, you would see this in the group. LSO is doing a freaky soul snatching Friday on March 26th, that's this Friday. And I want to say thank you to some of our sponsors. Of course, LSO is a sponsor, K-Shep Enterprises, LLC, Love Winks, the T-shirt plug, swag, Vanessa's Joy Custom Gifts, Miss Knows Things of Bedroom Candy, Soldier of Love, JJNR, and today we got a new addition. We have Simply Luxuries by Tatiana. Thank you each and every one of you for being a sponsor of the event. So we're going to have fun, games, shenanigans, and prizes and gifts. It's just going to be so much going on.
I can't wait.
The adults to let your hair down and just enjoy being an adult for the evening. It starts at 8 p.m. We don't know when it's going to be over. It's going to be over when we finish. And so you have to be a part. You got to be in it. And thank you to each and every one of you who supported in the group with answering the questions. Without you answering the questions, we do have a show, but the show is more better. That's right, I said it, more better. The show is better with each and every one of you participating in it. We greatly appreciate you logging on and tuning in and to be with us. Ms. K, would you like to say anything?
I just want to say we love you. I know this is a very difficult time for most people. They are suffering mentally and emotionally. Just know that LSO and Ms. K love you. We're here for you. You can always reach out to us. I have a few projects in the works. I'm going to talk about them soon. I just want to get them set up and established. I look forward to, you know, more Mondays. More Mondays.
Yeah, we have them coming up, and we have some phenomenal things. We're brainstorming every week, every day, every other day. If we're not texting, we're on chat and just, you know, trying to bring things that's enlightening to each and every one of us. So we don't take it lightly that we're on the evenings, and we take what we do very seriously so that we all can be happy. Remember, mm-hmm. we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. You don't want to miss it. If you are looking mm-hmm. if you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in the group, give your feedback there. They sometimes actually interact with you, so give your feedback. We appreciate it. Let's support one another. LSO, I will have for 2021, have about 2 calendars left, so if you want to get in on it, you got to get it now. This is the second time LSO playing cards have sold out. So if you want to pre-order your cards, you need to do it now. And LSO also have custom whips on bloggers. So you can order your merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's T-R-E-A-T-S, the letter N, T-H-I-N-G-S, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. You can order Soldier of Love merchandise at soldieroflove.clothing, and you can follow him on Instagram at soldieroflove.clothing. You can order Miss K's book, which is called Authentically Rich, at kshep-sff.com. That's kHAYSHEP-SFF.com. And get in tune with yourself. The book is very interactive. And it's very personal to you. Ms. K has really expressed herself in that book, and it can cause you to do the same for you. And one mm-hmm. of the things that I like about the book is it starts off with, I don't want to say asking your opinion, but it starts off with you discussing you first before she goes mm-hmm. into the chapter. So it's very interesting. So you get to write about yourself, and then you get to read about her, and you will find a whole lot of similarities in most cases. Mm-hmm. But you get the book and you do the work yourself. It's very good self-help, so you need to get the book. The Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal mm-hmm. Monday night ride. We hope that you continue on your journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening you in each and every one of our conversations in full transparency. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic submission, the sexual freedom, part 2. Again, happy International Women's, not day, but Women's Month. Happy Women's Month to each and every one of you. You're doing your thing. Continue to grow. Continue to prosper on your journey. Remember, this is your journey, and not everybody is meant to travel with you. And it's okay if mm-hmm. some fall off on the travels. It's okay. That means they've served their purpose as far as they can go, and you have to continue on now. Continue loving on yourself with self-everything because you deserve it. Step into your greatness. Everyone took 2020 as something as being bad or it didn't work. 2020 has opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people, and there are doors that are still that are cracked that you need to go on in and open it up for yourself. Things are waiting for you to make the first move. Be your own boss. That is such a great feeling. It's waiting for you to make mm-hmm. the first move. Begin looking within yourself to manifest what's for you. Now is the time. Set yourself up for this greatness. everything that we have been through, now is the time that we have. It's needed. Get out there and go get it. Enjoy your now. Bask in your now. Thrive in your purpose. Strive until you thrive. Create goals that are realistic and go out there and attack it and make it work for you. You got this. This is your journey. Remember I started off telling you that? This is your journey. Go at your own pace. That only requires small steps in the direction that you need to go and align yourself with the people of who, align yourself with the people of who's going in the direction you want to be in. If you know you want to be a doctor, you don't need to be hanging out with lawyers. You need to be hanging out with doctors. So align yourself where you need to be. Every morning, look in the mirror every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. Nobody else tell you the truth for the day. You know that you told yourself the truth. Live in your statement. Give yourself a powerful statement. Look in the mirror and say something powerful into your life. Live in it and walk in it for the day. Learn to love yourself even with your visible flaws and your battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. Makes you who you are today. There is more of you to come, so just cherish, because those are the gems that's added to your crown. I always say we are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. That should make you smile every day knowing just that. As Soldier of Love would say, live in the moment, and his hashtag is choose love always. Your approval is all that's needed. Stop looking to the left, looking to the right, looking to others to confirm or deny your next move. Step out on faith. Dive head first if necessary, pun intended. Live life to your best without hesitation or regrets because you deserve it. Make your journey of life a magnificent one. This is like I said, this is your journey to travel, and sometimes you may have to travel it alone, and it's okay. You do just that. Elevate yourself. Great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. There's some people today that went through today and no one has yet to tell them that they're loved or they love them. But you know what, LSO and Miss K and Soldier of Love, we love you. We love you wholeheartedly. We invite you to continue on our radio journey and riding with us each and every Monday night. Don't forget to pay it forward. Enjoy your evening. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Just because the world is on lockdown does not mean God has locked us out. Stay prayed up. Be careful and be safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey, and my other hashtag is love yourself organically. Miss K, what is your hashtag?
My hashtag is authentically rich, self-love, and submission.
Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.
Good night.